This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 21st. God's word for you today is just flow. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 37, verse 3, and it says, Eternal One to Ezekiel, Son of Man, do you think these bones can live? Ezekiel, Eternal Lord, certainly you know the answer better than I do. You prophesy your destiny by the words that you speak, the name that you bear, and thirdly, by flowing with God, the Creator. You prophesy your destiny by flowing with God, the Creator. Ezekiel 37, verse 1 to 3 says, The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, Mortal, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, you know. Three things jump out at us from this scripture. For you to overflow with your Creator, the first thing is you have to see the problem for what it is. I know I said do not call it as you say it. Instead, call it as God sees it. It is not a statement of denial. In fact, God wants you to understand what you are up against. We see in Ezekiel 37 verse 2 that God led Ezekiel around so that he could see the magnitude of the challenge he was facing. Many people just want to bury their heads like ostriches because they do not want to confront what is before them. Look at the problem you are facing. Check the doctor's report. Look at what they are saying. God is saying, see it as it is, but call it as God sees it. And this is the key. Even though you see it as it is, you call it as God sees it. For you to overflow with your Creator, realize it will take God to change the situation. This is huge because it builds your dependency on God. It ensures that you do not go off on a tangent. It ensures that you are in sync with God, and you see that without God, you can do nothing. The New Revised Standard Version of Ezekiel 37 verse 3 says, He said to me, Mortal, can these bones live? God emphasized the fact that he was helpless and then asked him a seemingly impossible question. The Living Bible Translation puts it this way, Ezekiel 37 verse 3, And then he said to me, Son of dust, can these bones become people again? It is like putting a primary school boy in front of a board filled with calculus equations and saying, Little boy, can you solve these equations or can you resolve this equation? But when God asked him, and this is important, Ezekiel did not say, I know that they can live because you are God and you can do anything. Many of us have read this passage of scripture and wondered why Ezekiel did not say that. Does he not know God can do anything? However, there is an aspect of God that Ezekiel is teaching us about here, and that is described in how he addressed God. He addressed God as the sovereign Lord. While Ezekiel knew that God can bring the bones back, Ezekiel did not know if God wants to bring the bones back. The problem with a lot of us is arrogance. We think that we know God. So we say things like, God should do this and God should do that. Who says? He is a sovereign Lord. He does whatever he pleases. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, You are the sovereign King. My praise to you I bring. No stone can take my place. Oh, I'll praise you all my days. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.